He make apples.
Sour, that's gonna be sweet. Sour, sweet, gone. Sour Patch Grown-Ups.
Sour Patch Grown-Ups.
Yeah, bro.
What the fuck?
You ain't never tapped in?
No, what the hell is that?
Bro, I see that you not really with the wave and that you really not out here, like, experiencing new things. Sour Patch Grown-Ups, you feel me?
Yeah, what is that?
It's like, you know the Sour Patch Kids, right?
Yeah.
So imagine a Sour Patch Kid like the size of that right there.
Oh, they huge?
So like a Sour Patch Grown-Up. Yeah.
I never heard of that. Sour Patch. That's the actual thing?
Sour Patch Adult.
Let me search this shit up right now.
Bro, bro, it's not real, bro. It's not real, bro.
I'm actually thinking like, oh shit, they got a real.
Hey, shit, hey, someone better get up with Sour Patch in them.
That's a good business idea, though. You should pitch it.
All I'm saying is I need my cut. That's all I'm saying.
Sour Patch Grown-Ups. It's a smart thing.
Hey, hold on. Hey, hold on. The boy Skinny Paul Blur calling me, bro.
Skinny Paul. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Damn. Welcome to TNT's podcast. As you can see, things really blowing up right now. Yeah, you feel me? We about to. You feel me?
What's good? What's good?
I'm over north with it.
You should have said you was in L.A.
Yeah, the camera right over here, you feel me?
Okay. Right. I seen that shit you posted, though, bro. Like, wait, what you got going on tonight,
bro? Oh, yeah. The show, bro. Hey, every ticket come with a pre-roll, too, gang.
There you go, promoting the show. You feel me?
That's all. If all the guys come, you feel me, everybody going to have their own pre-roll, all that. Yeah, 9-8 performing.
Alright, smooth. What time is it?
7.
Fuck it, I'll perform it. Nah, I'll shut that bitch down.
it's like 7 to 10, probably 11.
I'm
going to call you in like an hour and a half. All right, bet.
You should have told him you was in L.A.
Hey, man.
So we in L.A., I'm just flying back tonight for the show. You got to make it.
It's things about telling the truth, you know?
I feel it.
Like.
Yo, I can't take this that serious. He just be staring at me. He be like, look, he be, feel me? Like, yo, I can't take this shit serious.
Hey.
Be on that timing. Hold on, let me lock in for that. Hold on.
Hello, man.
It's one of them. Okay, hold on.
Hey, dog, we going to have fun today.
I'm bro.
We going to have fun today.
Welcome to the Lemonade Stand Podcast. I am your host, Lil Tom. I'm here with my boy.
TNT Goy.
You know what I'm saying?
And we got the lemons.
Yep. Tell them a little bit about yourself, you know, people that don't know. The kid.
Man, the kid turned to the man. So we not the kid no more.
Okay, he not the kid.
But no, you know, really just a music artist from Minnesota trying to make a way. And I'm here with my boy Time. Time trying to put me on the podcast, so we feel
it's all about the platform you gotta give you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get content in there, whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying? So like, you say you make music, what type of music do you make?
Ooh, man. I wish there was only one thing that I make. They call me TNT, and TNT stands for this and that.
Oh.
So really, I do this and that.
And that. That's clever.
You feel me?
That's clever.
So I might rap and sing. I might sing a little gospel, a little opera for you or something. Who knows?
Okay. It was an acapella right now.
Who knows? Give you an acapella.
Yeah, right now.
Hold on, I need like $30 because like I can't do nothing for
just
free.
Just a little. Yeah, yeah. A little gospel.
Yeah, yeah.
There it is.
Damn, I'm catching all the calls right now.
Ass. You got that? I'll give you a sec.
Oh, man.
Do your homework on TNT and his Afrobeats.
Hey, do your homework. We really get into it on them Afrobeats.
I think you should stick to the Afrobeats. I told him that when we was in a session. Stick to them Afrobeats. You heard a, yeah. Bro, imagine them on a... feel me?
But we were supposed to work on the Afrobeat today.
Oh, really?
We were.
Damn, gonna make me cancel my plans real quick. Hold on. All right, so tell us about the origin of TNT, Goy. You know what I'm saying? You go by Goy, right?
I mean, that's my name.
Oh, that's your real name? Okay, so it's just TNT?
Yeah, that's my birth name. It's TNT Goy, though.
Oh, okay.
TNT's the brand. Goy is the man.
Okay, okay.
If you understand.
Freestyle right there.
TNT, this and that really was just so simple. Because it's always Goy this, Goy that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And then it just became Goy this and that. You feel me? And then
such a funny,
this and that.
Mm-hmm.
TNT.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Easy
boom.
As that.
How long has it been since you dropped some music?
I'm not going to lie. I'm just getting really back into it. It's been about a year.
Damn.
You know?
But it's good, though, because, like, you know, you can rebrand. You can do whatever you want because you took so much time off. So your comeback needed to be, like, some, like, boom.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy wave. I'm trying to get on my time type of time.
Time, you know?
This took
years to build.
Yeah, I get it.
Nah, but what's it called? It's all about, like, using your resources. Just look at who's around you and using your resources and boom. Like, I was telling you, like,
the right way.
Like, I was telling you, you had Shorty taking pictures of you in the studio. Just use your resources, you know what I'm saying? That's content.
My little baby, yeah.
That's your little content right there, right? You know what I'm saying?
Already.
So, what was it like growing up for Goy? You know what I'm saying?
Growing up for Goy, moving around all the time, meeting new people.
You always lived in Minnesota?
Pretty much. I spent a little time in, like, South Dakota.
Dakota?
Sioux Falls and shit.
That's some random ass.
Sioux Falls? I mean, shit, I don't know, bro. That's where my mom stayed.
Look where mom at, right?
But, mostly Minnesota.
So what was the story of getting you into music?
Bro, I started writing music when I was, like, 6 years old, bro.
Damn.
Like, you feel me? I got, like, a church background.
Okay.
You feel me? We was always in, like, choirs and shit.
Okay.
You know?
Is that where you learned how to sing?
I guess you could say so.
Mm-hmm.
But more than anything, I'll just be singing in my room. And I was just like, damn. And then when I was real young, 50 Cent really put me on. Like, you feel me? I was like, damn. I want to be like that nigga.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Damn, what, how old are you right now?
I'm 22.
22. Okay, you still got time to get in the game. Bless you.
Appreciation.
Bless you. You feel comfortable doing a freestyle at the end of this podcast?
I mean, yeah, we could.
Or like a live performance of one of your songs. I'll put effects on it and everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I'm going to clip it. I'm like, bro, start freestyling the podcast.
Hey, yeah. We could do something like
so,
that.
So, what's it called? What is your highlight? What is the highlight of your career? Or do you feel like you're still, like, in the works of what you got going on?
Highlight of my career? Honestly, I wouldn't want to say everything's a highlight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, it's all about the journey for me.
Facts.
You know?
Facts.
But the end product, like, having people, like, sing along to your songs, like, being on the stage and, like, everybody, like, cheering you on.
Yeah.
Like,
it's, you got
like,
any,
it's like a high, you
got
know?
Any, like, facts, it is true. Do you got any, like, shows that, like, stood out to you? Like?
A couple. I did this show, I want to say. About like a month ago.
Okay.
I got some videos of it. Bro, the way the crowd was, it was just like so crazy. Like,
and you was doing more of the hip hop music when you was?
No, I was actually singing that time. But,
okay.
You feel me? But.
And then you got a show tonight.
Are you nervous?
Do you get nervous before you get in the show?
Oh, yeah, no. Ain't no such thing as nervous.
Well, you just locked in, boom, we in there?
Nervousness is the same reaction as excitement in your brain.
As excitement?
Yeah, that's what people don't get.
Really?
Yeah. Is it,
Michael, you think so?
It's the same exact reaction. And I learned that a long time ago.
That is kind of true. I'm thinking about like, that is kind of true. Like, when you're excited, you kind of feel nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
All facts. So, really, I don't think about it as being nervous. It's like, damn,
I'm excited.
You want to do this.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would you be nervous about it?
Yeah, that is true. I mean, people get nervous to like skydive and shit. You can't say that's excitement. Like, that's
why
like,
the fuck are you skydiving?
You ever been skydiving?
Look at me, Tom.
Bro, I mean, I'm a skydiver. I feel like that'd be fire visuals.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. But the most you're going to catch me in is jet green room.
Bro, oh my God.
That's the only time you're going to see me skydive.
You got to, what's it called? That green room, actually, the first time we shot there was Ain't Ready.
Yeah.
That was the first time. I forget how
that
we found it.
That video was so hard.
Man, that was before its time. I wish it was a different song, though.
Yeah.
The song is still, like, it's cool. It was for the moment, but it's like.
That was a few years ago, wasn't it?
It was like 2 years ago. One year ago. 1.5 years. I've developed way more after that. Like, it's.
I don't feel it.
But yeah, that green room. Well, I remember when we first seen it, we were like, damn, bro. This is it right here.
Right.
Yeah, we were like, this is the spot. And then he made his play. He made his little thing go on. Type shit.
Nah, that boy hard.
You got any music videos out? Bro, come on, bro. How bad do you want this, bro?
Right now is the time.
Okay, but how bad do you want this music stuff?
It's my life, bro. I promise.
What?
It's my life, bro. I promise. I don't got no music videos yet.
No, I was saying, but like, how bad do you want the music stuff, bro? Like, is it like something that's like, it's this or nothing? Or is it like, we'll just see what happens?
I want it to, you feel me, like, be the engine of my life. I want it to, I want to be able to live off of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
More than anything.
I feel that this, it's going to take a lot of work, bro.
Even more than work.
It's like, sometimes you don't even got to sleep, bro. But it's like, just study business. Bro, if you just study business, any business, and then apply that to music, bro, it's really kind of the same thing.
Right.
You just got to be kind of smart and know how to sell yourself, your product. You are the product. And just, boom, run the play like that.
I understand.
Yep. So what would a Goy visual look like? Have you ever thought of it?
A Goy visual would just be crazy. I don't know. I feel like the things that come to my head, like, it's the hardest shit to explain.
What is, like, inspiration-wise when it comes to the visuals? Do you have any?
It's really just from the song itself. It's like, what am I saying on this? Boom, how can I personify this in, like, a vision? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, like, how can I make people connect the visuals with the words?
With the words, yep. So, you got any artist inspiration when it comes to the music?
Boy, my shit all over the place. Bruno Mars is really my fucking dog.
Damn. Bruno Mars is a pretty good one.
Tell me one time he ever missed.
Wait, let me think. There's one. There got to be one. I know there's one I skipped.
That boy got 100% field goal percentage.
Nah, hold on. I got you one right now. Look at this.
Is he being for real? I don't think he being for real.
Look, bro. You said one Bruno Mars miss?
Tell me when he missed.
I got you. Watch this. Hold on. Give me a second.
What? That boy did not miss.
Wait, my bad.
He said, so beautiful.
Yes. What do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me to grab.
Compared to what?
I actually don't know this one.
This is.
I love you so. Hey, that's what you say. Bro, it's some white lady jamming out to
bro,
this
bro, but
right
this is
now.
Like, that's a miss when you look at the rest of the catalog.
Bro, that's something that you would hear in, like, Walmart, bro. Like,
no, that's really? Something you hear on a commercial.
Cool.
Not a Walmart. Like,
you know how much money you can make off of commercials?
I ain't like, Bruno Mars don't got no miss. I was just trying to say
nah, but, yeah.
But, I mean, when you're a singer like that, bro, like, it's too hard to miss.
I feel you.
Like, when is The Weeknd miss?
I guess you're right. I'm not really a Weeknd fan though.
When does Taylor Swift miss? Watch what you say.
hey.
The Swifties gonna get you.
I'm gonna be cool.
Kanye West or Taylor Swift?
Kanye West.
You're clipped. You're cooked, bro.
Kanye do everything.
Taylor Swift. Okay, is it because Taylor Swift a woman? Is it because she's white?
I love my women. Is it because he white?
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift could go hit for hit with Kanye.
Can she?
Yeah. Bro, hold on.
Bro, put your phone away.
Bro, no, hold on. Watch this, hold on. Watch this, bro. This one Taylor Swift song just blow the whole catalog, bro.
No, it don't.
Look.
Bro, I need you to stop, bro. Nice to meet you.
Time.
This song is hard though.
Bro, that is genius.
You look like my next mistake.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Look, I'm not hating on that song.
And they go.
But tell me when Taylor Swift produced her whole album and do all the vocals on it.
Bro, she just.
Let
she,
me know.
Let me see. Let me see who produced
it. And it go number one.
Hold on. Hold on.
Bro, you know it wasn't Taylor Swift that produced that shit. I don't even know why you're looking.
Time, why don't you got no Sprite, bro?
Got lemonade.
Got me drinking this motherfucker 7-Up. Yeah, it's lemonade.
Look. Now we go to Kanye. Look at this shit. Hold on.
He gonna pull out the worst Kanye song we ever heard. He gonna pull out that blittity scoop.
They don't even give you the same.
Cause you, why you pick this? Night, I hear him talk the coldest story on, ever told.
Somewhere on, far along this road, on, he lost bro. His soul. So wait a minute, okay, I ain't gonna lie, kind of even.
Your aunties and your uncles know that song.
That's kind of even. I ain't gonna lie. Damn, could they go hit for hit though?
Bro, you know Kanye.
Kanye got more misses than Taylor though. Be honest.
Let me bring the camera right here.
Be honest.
The boy time is out of his fucking mind.
Me trying to build some controversy and shit.
He tripping. He tripping. I don't know what he thinking.
I just seen like a lot of debate of Taylor Swift and Kanye. And I didn't even think they're in the same realm.
Because now they had that beef, bro, way back when, and they still be beefing and shit.
Damn.
Because like Kanye did something for Taylor Swift way back in the day.
Bro, but you do realize there's two different genres, bro. Like you can't even.
But you the one that brought this shit.
I'm saying that I was trying to act like them people.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Who them people is?
Them people that try to compare both. Mm. Like, what's the point? One makes pop music for white girls, and one is like very diverse. Mm. And low key, I'm a Swifty.
I feel you.
I be in the car. I lie,
moving
bro.
Moving like this.
All right, you're done. I really lie. Like, where were we
that
going?
That boy Tom be in the car. I'm gonna go down if I.
Windows down and shit here, flying on my.
Hell, dog.
Hey, she hit, bro. Hey, have bro. You heard, cause you know it's my bad blood.
Yeah, bro, my little sister love that song.
I used to go to school just to go on my Wii, just to listen to that song.
Not on the Wii.
Bro, the Wii U is like the pad.
Yeah,
you
know
remember them?
About.
Yeah, bro.
I ain't never had one though.
Oh, bro. Everybody had a PS3, PS4. I had a Wii U.
Let my feel it. Hey.
Feel me? I was playing Mario Kart. Feel me?
Hey, bro, Mario Kart hard. You ain't had Smash Bros?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. I wasn't really a big Smash Bros player though. It was more my brothers. Mm-mm. I mean, they took most of the time.
What's your name, is, big bro? Mikey.
Yeah, he's my brother.
Mikey, how old are you with Mikey?
30.
You 23?
He's 30 years old.
He said 30. He do got a beard like
he 30. Almost 30, though. But, think about it.
But y'all Latino, though, so y'all be having them beards when y'all like 6. So, you feel me? It makes sense.
Yeah. He basically called us monkeys, bro. I don't know how to feel about
shit,
that one.
Bro, they been calling me a monkey since I was born. It's all good, bro.
Damn. What was bro, the most offensive thing kids would tell you when you was a kid?
They said I look like under the bed.
God, bro, they said it looked. They said he looked like a dust under the bed. That's crazy,
bro. You call me,
bro. Why are you looking at me
bro,
like
why
that?
Why'd you say that shit, bro?
Bro, I was saying that's what they said.
Bro, how you know I'm? Bro, how you know I'm not traumatized from that shit?
Yeah, you right, my fuck, bro.
Bro, you thought I was soft like that, bro?
Bro, when you sleeping and shit, he smiles. He's like, oh shit, what is that?
Time, bro. Hey bro, I'm gonna give you one more.
All right, bro. Me no racist.
And then it's lemons in the air.
Me no racist, bro. All right, what's another offensive thing they said?
He said he's not racist. Now you want to hear some more offensive shit? I don't get him, bro.
I don't gotta be racist.
You said offensive.
Yeah. It don't gotta be racist.
What's some offensive they said to you, bro? Cause I know they said some offensive shit to you.
Wow, he said, bro. Wow,
I know they did.
Wow.
They thought you was native because your hair long.
That's not offensive, unless you're trying to say something about natives.
Bro, I'm just asking a question. I mean, technically you native though, right? Or are you not Mexican? So technically you native.
Bro, I wish I was them natives to get paid every month, though.
Bro, they be getting bread, bro. I got some friends in Oklahoma.
Damn.
I went to college with them. Them boys did not have to pay no tuition.
Damn.
Shit like that. I'm like, damn.
Someone didn't give me $25,000 a month?
Boy.
I need that. No, offensive thing. Trying to think. Hold on. I used to be really, really fat, like obese.
You was a big boy.
Like, I was big as hell. And one time, it was third grade, I came to school, and I was putting shit in my backpack. Bro, it wasn't even offensive. It was just physical abuse.
Hold on. What they did to you, bro?
I dropped something, so I bend over.
Fuck.
Both knees, hands, like I'm trying to grab my shit, and I get kicked in my shit, like on my stomach.
Damn.
I'm like, what the fuck you kicked me for? You know, you fat as hell. I'm like, damn.
Hey,
yo, bro. I was just trying to think, bro. Imagine walking in straight in the morning. You drop something, you just get kicked.
It's the morning
shit.
Too.
It's the morning,
7 a.m.
Bro, 7 a.m. I'm getting ready for class, bro.
Hey, bro. Kids are evil, bro.
Bro, ended up being cool as hell after though. We was good friends for like years after
that. Was your homie?
Yeah, for a little while.
Had to hit the fade one time though.
Because like we grew up and bro. We grew up, right? And bro ended up being super short.
Damn.
Like, overly short. So it was
like... So he was probably tall early.
Yeah, he was big. He was a big boy. But I was fat and short. So it was, like, not a good combination.
Damn, bro. I would've
And, you know,
him.
Back then, like, if you run fast, you get all the girls.
Bro, all the hoes.
So I remember watching a movie called McFarlane. It was a fat guy running really fast. So I thought I could do it. So I started running, and I was a really fast fat guy.
That's really, like, one of my worst fears.
What?
Getting chased by a fast fat nigga. Like, bro,
that's
like,
a random ass fear.
Like, bro, cause like you fast, so you already automatically strong. And you fast too?
Oh yeah.
Bro, that's a whole issue, bro.
I was
that's,
a fast fat dude.
That's a crazy combination.
I would end up third place in these races. Fattest fat ass kid.
Hey, my boy.
Just catching up with them skinny kids.
Hey, you was talented.
Hey. It was because of that movie though.
Tom was talented. Oh, you was really training.
Yeah.
He said, I'm finna get these girls one way or another.
I'm just not thinking, bro. I went to the same school as Lil Shine. I don't know if you know who Lil Shine is. You know what that is?
Do we shine, though?
He made music with Summers, Rich and Mary.
All type shit.
Let me see. You probably don't know. He's one of the bigger artists here, bro. His shit blacked out. Anyway, I was like, we will compete because he will make, like, tech decks.
Oh, yeah.
And
Tech Decks, that's a throwback.
Yeah, but he used to make it my cardboard and use his pieces to make DIY.
Oh, he was one of the kids. Yeah,
and he would sell them for like a buck. So I'm like, what? I'm gonna start selling phone cases. I stopped phone. You said what?
You started selling phone cases?
Out of cardboard. Like, it was just competition. But he was my best friend at the time though. But it was on something like, oh yeah, he
Tom, how old was you selling phone cases?
Bro, it was in the fourth grade. Ain't nobody have phones, but like,
what the fuck?
Yo, listen, my business module wasn't working. So
I could tell, bro.
Yo, but like the design of the phone cases was tough though. Like,
would you do it again?
I was very creative back then, but so then, you know what I did? I ended up switching to tech decks and started making them shits.
Bro, you want to hop on the wave, I feel
and
it.
And then I would use my resources, and my friends had, like, tech deck shit. So I'd be like, yo, let me get some of the materials. I'll just start doing what I did.
Nah, I feel you.
I don't remember how it ended, but that was a fun time.
Hey, them boys was hustling in grade school, bro. Damn, bro, it's busting? Nah, bro, I'm straight.
Got the seeds in the bottom.
It's the strawberry?
Mm-hmm.
The strawberry.
Yep.
Bro, put it over there, bro. I don't want none, bro.
Y'all zoom in on his lips, editing. Like, nobody want his lips on these anyway, bro. Like,
then why you offering me that shit, Tom?
It's a little bit, bro. Like, it's a part of my culture.
And why you looking at my lip, Tom?
Bro, when you talking, like, bro, you not look at somebody's lip?
Bro, mind your business, Tom. No, I look at your eyes, Tom. Thank you, Mikey. Because fuck is he talking about?
What did he just say?
He said no. Somebody talking, you'll just look at their lip. Shut up, Tom. Shut up, Tom.
Bro, when you're talking to somebody, you end up looking at their whole face. Of course, you see the forehead. Bro, of course you see the forehead, bro. And then you see the eyes.
And I see your nose.
My nose is pretty big, I can lie. But I'm not saying offensively, that's what I'm saying, though. But I'm saying that you had to look at the lips.
I'm just saying, don't put no more lemons in your nose, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, you feel me?
I'm finna get surgery on this shit. Fuck that, bro. Anywho, yeah, that was probably the most... Well, I'm trying to think of other offensive shit. I think one time we was in the line, and then I forget what happened. Some kid just spit on my face.
Damn. Oh, yeah. I know you fought him.
First grade.
You fought him?
Oh, I was trying to, but the teachers already, like, they like, oh, da, da, da. I'm like, what?
Bro, I grew up fighting, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, I grew up fighting.
They bullied my brother one time. Uh-huh. And I found a dude, and I slammed him on the locker. I said, yo, bro. Da, da, da. We was young as, though. Forgot what I did.
Your little brother?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something just lock in. Like, when someone messes with your little brother, you just something just hit. Like,
I feel it. I only got one little brother, bro.
Keep in mind, I was big, though, so I picked this kid up. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Anyway, what's up with your little brother?
Bro, he about to be like 3.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm thinking, he like,
yeah. No,
all my brothers are close to age. We're like 1 year apart, except him.
No, that's how me and my sisters are.
How many sisters you got?
Boy, my family big, boy. But we spread out. I got sisters in Africa, all that.
Damn. How many different dads, different moms?
Bro, I don't, man.
I got 11 siblings, so, you know.
I do, too.
11?
Yeah.
Oh. I bet my siblings could beat yours.
I mean, shit, y'all got more boys, so I guess. But I'm really finna take at least, like, 4 of y'all. So, you feel me? It's
bro,
gonna be all right.
We got a Hulk. Not joking. You know what they we got a Hulk.
I got this and that.
This and that, guys.
Oh, man.
So,
hey,
what was
chill,
it?
Hulk. Chill.
See, I grew up with all dudes in the fam, so it was like, I don't know. Just felt like we was in a big jungle type shit.
Yeah, I bet.
I always wondered what it was like to have a sister, though.
So you don't got no sister?
I got 2, but I didn't live with them.
Oh, I feel it. Tight.
But it's like, out of 11, you only got 2 girls, bro? Tough.
Yeah,
and I'm an uncle now.
Out of 11, it's only 2 boys, so we opposite, bro.
Damn. Yeah. So how was it like for you? Like, was it very sassy in there and shit?
Bro, I grew up fighting my sisters, bro. But you feel me? We all like a year apart, though. Damn. So you feel me?
You're not beating him in a fight argument, girls.
Hey, I do got that mouthpiece.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is, like,
sass level through the roof. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
It come with my long hair. So, you know.
City boy season.
Oh, but, man.
What I'm saying is, though, yeah, I don't know, man. It's different growing up with just girls.
Yeah.
I'll just be at my cousin's house.
I mean, we were raised by women.
Yeah.
If that's any different.
Yeah.
We were all dudes, though.
I feel it. I know y'all mama was losing hairs.
Not my grandma. It was really more my grandma.
Oh, your grandma?
Who's your top 5 pop artists? Wait, actually, no. This is all even started, bro. I was asking your inspirations. You said Bruno Mars.
Yeah, that was my first
one. And then who else?
Bro, throughout high school, I fuck with G Herbo so tough.
Bro, he off beat.
Bro, I don't give a fuck what you said.
Is he not, though?
Bro, maybe on, like, 4 songs, he was really off beat.
Oh, it was just the ones that, like, got popular, I guess?
Yeah, I guess. But, like, no, the boy don't even be off beat. He really be rapping on the hi-hats, for real.
Oh, God, I thought everybody mostly does that. Not really.
I don't know.
I've heard G Herbo in a long time, but I know that he got, like, a very strong Chicago sound.
Yeah, for sure. Like, without a doubt.
That's the Chicago sound. That makes sense. So, mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I definitely fuck with Herb hard. When I was young, 50 Cent. You feel me?
In the club.
I don't know. My shit all over the place, bro.
How about, like, do you listen to rock?
Nah, not really.
Oh. Shame.
I mean, like...
Fuck with you, bro. You
good? Like, you feel me? Like... It's... No.
Yo, I know it's hard for you, bro.
It better be hard time.
I got you, bro. It's a fire song, bro. I got you, bro. You ever heard it?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard this?
Give me a moment, huh?
I can't say I'm like that. I see the way to shine.
I
think I heard it before. Mike, you can hear this. This is rock. Then why are you talking about rock?
Don't that feel like summer though?
Nah, it's cool though.
It's called Dance Monkey. Then I got. Why are you laughing?
Because like.
Why are y'all laughing?
Because like that's like that EDM, right?
Why are you laughing?
That's EDM, right?
That's like pop. Why are you laughing?
Because Dance Monkey is crazy.
That's the song name.
That's something Frieza would say. Hey, RP Akira Toriyama. If y'all know about that, you feel me? That boy did.
Yo, what the fuck are you laughing about?
But Dance Monkey. Hey, that shit did come full circle, bro.
Yo, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like the song is called Dance. Like literally, look.
Yeah, I see it.
You know, let's see. Is it pop?
Enough.
I'm just trying to think, why does she call it Dance Monkey?
Bro, sometimes you just put a name to a song, man.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Maybe she was thinking about monkeys dancing. She might have been off some drugs. Who knows?
Dance Monkey? Nah, that sound like Dance Monkey. Like,
you think that's what she was trying to get across?
It was just saying, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me all night.
Damn.
Nah,
You think it's racist undertones?
It's a good song, though.
If we read between the lines.
It's a bit Illuminati.
So you think it's a good song?
It's a good song.
So.
I'll listen to it. I'll dance to it. Wait.
Damn.
Yeah, that's it's cooked. We're cooked.
All right. Fried.
Damn. What do you think about the recent Ryan Garcia shit going on?
Yeah, bro. What the fuck was he posting on Twitter, bro?
You think he's speaking facts? Or you think he's crazy?
Bro, ah, shit. It's none of my business. It's none of my business. Nah, but look.
Get your ass.
That shit was crazy. That shit was crazy, though. But you know, Hollywood is a different, you know, monster. So, you feel me?
Bro, that's Sin City, bro. You know about them.
That's Las Vegas.
But I mean, that whole thing, it's like, it's really the same type of.
Nah, yeah. I feel you. But, Sodom and Gomorrah. We're getting into the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
But,
damn near, though, Heike.
But, he was posting some crazy shit. And then he posted that video talking about, I'm not talking about nothing but my fight.
Oh, yeah, that's a little sus. I don't know. I mean, it'd be like, he's saying stuff that's already been, like, known, though. Mm-hmm. Like, people already been trying to say that. But it's like...
They're talking about they gonna kill me. All he that.
Said, he said they made him watch children get touched on video. They hold him down. Made him watch it. To me, it sound like, bro, it sound like they tried to get him into the cult. Showed him a whole bunch of teens. He was like, nah. Or either he was in it.
You ain't had to say teens.
Teens, like the teens. Feel me? Like teens.
Bro, I know it's...
Like, you know what I'm...
Continue, bro.
What's wrong with things?
I was just saying, like, in this conversation.
Anyway, the way I'm looking at it, bro, low-key, he probably was a part of it, and it was like, nah, bro.
You think so?
Yeah. Also, I'm like...
You think he went to the island?
Why would they show him all that if he's not a part of it?
You think he went to the island?
Nah, that's like... He went to, like, the woods.
Fuck. Shit.
But how would they show him all of that without him being a part of it? Stupid, innit?
I mean, I guess.
So he was part of it, and he was like, nah, bro, this gotta be.
And
like,
now it's over with?
He's like, nah, bro, I can't.
I can't do this.
Yeah,
I can't live this way.
That's what I think.
He got back to his Catholic roots.
He's Christian.
I mean, technically, Catholics are Christian, too.
Nah. They're just Catholic?
No.
Catholic and Christian is two different things.
I mean.
If we really want to get technical.
Look. I know you Mexican. So you might know a little bit more about the Catholics, because you feel me? A lot of Mexicans be Catholic. Don't look at me like that. You know that's the truth.
Bro.
You know that's the truth.
That's crazy.
It's not a fact.
No, bro. I'm not even Catholic.
I didn't say that you was.
Then how would you just assume that I
I just said a lot of Mexicans be Catholic.
And more white people would that be Catholic?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. More Spaniards and stuff. Oh, but you're right, Spanish. Mexicans do be having that little. You feel me? Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but what was I saying though? Nah, Catholic and Christianity is just two different things, bro. It's like this, they believe, like they have the similar, but it's like, nah, it's not the same thing, bro. What are you, like?
I'm Christian.
Like non-denominational Lutheran?
I grew up in Lutheran churches, but I would want to say non-denominational.
Non-denominational, facts.
Yeah.
That's what I am right there. You got like Orthodox too, like the Ethiopians. And you got the Catholic. It's too many Christianities, bro. I don't know.
It's like,
that's why I picked
70 denominations.
That's what I'm saying. Non-denominational. To me, that makes more sense. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Just way too many of different ones. Anyway, did you want to like do a little performance for us? You feel me?
Yeah, man. Let's get into some, man.
Do you have a song in mind?
I think I might.
What song you thinking?
Let's get into this phone. You feel me? It's a lot of magic in this phone.
Take it. You got it.
If I could tell you the truth, it's a lot of magic in
this phone. I feel it.
And like the things that come in this phone might just blow the roof off this place, TNT. You know?
So, TNT?
Yeah.
Clever with it.
I could just show you something.
Go to the camera roll, go to hidden, put the passive.
Fuck is he talking about? Fuck is he talking about?
Yo, you ever play camera roulette?
Not in a minute.
Yeah, nah.
We're not gonna do that right now.
That's crazy. No, we're not doing that. What if your girl one time hit you with the, yeah, let's play camera roulette?
Oh no, I'll be good.
Oh.
I'll be straight.
I wouldn't.
You don't got no girl right now, right? Do you got a girl right now?
No.
We'll just leave it. It's all good. No, you don't?
No.
All right, for sure.
Right. Huh?
Am I, Mikey? Am I performing?
What? Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to find out.
Just give me a moment, Mikey. Like, I don't know why you rushing things. Like, how you gonna hate from outside the club? Like,
hear it.
I got you.
No, I'm not in a relationship that I know of.
Hey, that's a good answer, bro.
That I know of, right?
Right.
Right.
I get it. I understand what you're saying.
So if you think we are, you can't get mad at me. I don't know of it.
Huh?
You got the beat?
Should I email it to you?
See, it's just... Huh? You got the beat? Like, I got
the beat for it?
Yeah. You going to go over it live?
I will go over it live. I don't think I got the
beat. Oh, I thought you were trying to airdrop it.
I could have.
Is this a beat or what is this?
I got it on this phone.
That's the song. Bro, I need a beat. You going to go over it live. So pick a song with a beat. Just the beat.
I got you.
Bro, he got a cup on the tripod.
Hey, just pull this up low-key.
This is the segment of the Lemonade Stand called the Lemonade Stand Booth, where artists come on here and perform their music and either are trash or pass. You feel me? But I'm not going to give him a trash or pass. I'm just going to let him. You feel me? I ain't going to lie, bro. You be a good model.
Hey, I appreciate it, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I've heard it a lot, low-key.
Get you into modeling. Some clothing. I got some clothes you might look fire in.
Shit, we can for a shoot. We can do whatever. Did you say you got a shoot tomorrow?
I got a video shoot tomorrow.
What you finna shoot to?
It's a song called Pop Out.
Pop Out.
Yep.
Okay.
Off the project.
Yeah, the project coming soon, ain't it?
Yep.
Already. You know we waiting on that.
I wonder who gonna listen. You know when Drake said, when I drop, who gonna listen?
I don't know why he said that shit.
Because it be true.
Drake, shut up. You know the whole world finna listen to you, bro.
Bro, you ain't hear that new Drake?
Just pull up that beat. Nah, bro, I ain't hear that shit, bro.
Well, we gotta play it on here, bro.
Do we?
Yes, bro.
Do we have to?
Yes. You gotta, like, really, like, dissect what's
going on. I guess
you
could say Drake one of my inspirations, too.
Really?
But, like, old Drake, though.
This is old Drake.
What listen. You mean it's old Drake? You said it's new?
It's new, but it's really old Drake. Oh, he has three songs out. He got the Drake feature on the third. Like, what?
Okay.
disturb you. Don't even know what I did. Been praying on this since a kid. I guess it's just luck if you say so. How you get all of that body and face though? What kind of water they serving in clay cold? Listen to me talking, it's not DNA ho. Ready to pop out, but we gotta lay low. I really gotta calm down before I end up in jeopardy, just like the game show. Broski, my twin, that's my bestie. He love me, said I got a blessing. I swear he's gassing me up. There's no way in hell I see you passing me up. Almost said I loved your ass right after we fucked.
Cool,
don't know why, girl.
I don't get on old Drake.
I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's cool.
Watch, you know when Drake drop, it always pick up. Like, you first listen, be like, and then it just pick up.
I guess.
What's the thing you trying to send me?
I had already sent it. Go to your little, you feel me? That's a little beef for you, you feel me? You want me to do something live?
Okay, I got you.
I can do something live for you. Like they said, life gives you lemons. Make orange juice. No.
Bro, who said that, bro?
You ask me questions?
Yo, who said that, bro?
You ask me questions?
Yo.
I don't know, bro.
Ain't nobody said that, bro.
Bro, what you mean? I just said it right now.
You right, bro.
Like, what?
You right, bro.
Right, it just came out my mouth.
You said when life gives you lemon, you make oranges? Orange juice.
Make orange juice.
Oh, that shit.
I like apple juice better, though.
Nah, I like orange juice right after you brush your teeth.
Time you a demon spawn.
I used to go to school. You know them square pieces in the breakfast morning? In the morning? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, bro, them bitches be in.
Right, boom, right? Hit one of those with the orange juice right after you brush your teeth. Shit hit different. Yo, bro, stare is diabolical. Goddamn.
I'm just saying, bro. Like
you know, that's the perfect combo.
There wasn't
bro.
No time, like, in between the brush and the orange juice. Like, you had to get to school and some more shit.
Nah, because you brush your teeth, then you go to school, it's still in your mouth. School was, like 8 minutes away. You know what I'm saying? So it was, like, it was still fresh in the mouth. You go in there, you right when you walk in, they got a line.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, you crack that bitch open. Shit right, tastes bro. Amazing.
All right, bro.
Anyway, Lemonade Express, your booth. We got our boy TNT. Feel me? He's about to drop a couple gems on the guys, perform live.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yep. The beat about to start in a couple seconds, you know? Anything you want to say before you start going crazy?
The only thing. Only thing I want to say was fuck time.
Want me to turn it down?
Turn me down, bro.
I got you. Hey, Rome. That's good.
I had to ask the Lord, take me away. Cause if I kept my pace, then people would take me away. Oh, they told me it's gonna be okay. But granddad left me for that man, got to see me a day. So come tell me what's wrong with me. Get my people right, that energy be strong with me. Oh, yeah, come tell me what's wrong with me. Get my people right, that energy. Yeah, it's strong with me. Yeah, it's been so long for me. Yeah, I came through no improve, but they still want the dark in me. But now I'm older me. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Now I don't regret a thing, especially music mostly. This shit mean the most to me. Yeah, that trap bringing money, but that's not what was wrote for me. Gucci says they focus, G. All these things been happening and all this pain awoke in me. Feel like my world collapsing the way this heart been broken me. So, I had to ask the Lord, take me away. Cause if I kept my pace, then people would take me away. They told me it's gonna be okay. But granddad left me for that man, got to see me a day.
So come tell me what's wrong with me. Get my people right, that energy be strong with me. Oh, yeah, come tell me what's wrong with me. Get my people right, that energy. Yeah, it's strong with me. Yeah, it's been so long for me. Yeah, I came through no info.
Wow, bro.
On the dark in me.
That was beautiful. I'll finish off.
Yeah, da, da,
da. Sound like rock.
Da, da,
da. It's fine.
Yeah. Tell me what's wrong with me. Murder, apologies. I'm like, what you want from me?
What you want?
Keep that money all on me.
All on me. Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah.
I slide on the ops, I fucking kill them all.
Yeah.
I start in SRTs, I slide them in.
Imagine like a gangsta ass song, but like on a song like this.
You could do some shit like that.
I start sliding out the packs. I start giving up on that. Don't give a fuck about your
I
ass.
Might pull her with 4-5s. I might pull her with 5 guys. Yeah, you know the beef is free. I send you out. Yeah, send you to your maker.
Ooh.
We getting all this paper.
Throwing packs like Baker.
She got no ass, but I told her shake him.
Goodness gracious, how she shake it?
You know, like that. You know when women cook and they do one of these and the shit right here start jiggling.
You feel me? Yeah, the
start shaking them. But that's how you know they cook though.
The meat.
Yeah.
The meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Like that's how you know they cook though.
Like you know, like when your auntie Thanksgiving and she bring the tray,
that shit start jiggling.
As she set the tray down, and then the meat be moving as she set the tray down.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the first trays that you go for.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how you know. Like hair got to be fucked up, though.
Hey, bro, not all the time.
No, she got to look like she was in the kitchen all day. Like, that's how you know.
Hey, I feel you, though. I feel you.
Right, back to the freestyle. I'm going. It's your turn.
I understand, huh?
I said the last line. You got to go next.
Oh, I got to go next.
I said, shake him.
Excuse me. If they talk big, then we replace them.
What happens to the flow?
Sometimes you got to change it up. It's this and that, though.
What'd you say? What was the last thing you said?
Oh, no. You said what's happened to the flow. Sometimes you got to change it up.
No, what was the last line, so I can go
fuck,
off it.
Fuck, I forgot, gang. I don't even know. I don't even know. But if you wanted to, you could pull up another beat and we could actually freestyle.
We started listening to music. I said, dance, monkey.
I'm not finna rhyme with that, bro.
Go ahead, bro.
No, bro.
Bro, go ahead, bro.
No, bro, because now I feel like you talking to me, bro.
No, bro.
I don't appreciate that.
No, I was not talking to you. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the song, it's a bar. It's a bar. The song is called Dance Monkey.
Okay, rap monkey.
What? No, that's towards me.
That's a knee slapper, bro.
That's towards me. That's different.
That's a knee slapper.
Okay, go ahead. Go off that.
Tell him dance, monkey.
Throw lemons at time. Throw lemons at time, bro.
Okay.
Hey, put lemons all in the comment section.
Oh, my God.
Put all the lemons in the comment section.
We'll hop on a different beat.
Put lemons all in the conversation.
What type of beat you feeling?
I feel put on a little time beat.
That was an ad. Shit. What's a little time type beat? We got like. See, I'm really weird. I'm really this and that. You know, like, this is thing I made up called this and that. It's like TNT.
Damn. I feel like I heard that before.
And it's like, it's because I'm really this and that, you know what I'm saying? So I really be doing whatever. So I really don't got a type beat. It just depends on what I'm feeling, this or that.
Type shit?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. You should probably put that on something.
Oh, like a shirt?
Shit, yeah, something
that's
like that.
That's a good idea. This and that.
But I do know this one nigga.
I don't give a fuck about him.
Damn. All
right. See what we're doing with this one. Let me load it up. fuck you say?
Bro, mind your business, bro. I'm talking to Mikey, bro. Mikey, bro, give me the camera, bro. I don't like how you give him. Oh, fuck.
Damn, bro, you see how.
I'm supposed to have glasses.
You see his attention. Like, he want all the attention to himself.
You feel me? Like, nah, but, like, what I'm saying is, like, what I'm saying is, I didn't notice that. You feel me? Because.
Bro, time. I'm singing this. It's a catchy song, bro.
Shit finna get sour.
Yo, it's a catchy song, bro.
This shit is not sweet. You gonna end up gone. Sour Patch Adults.
Yo, bro, I can't sing a song no more, bro.
Look, bro.
Shit get wicked out here.
Look, bro. Sour Patch Grownups. Soda Pop.
We gonna hit him off with. You feel me? I'll catch all the diseases in the world so the world won't have no more diseases. You feel me?
Damn, I feel him.
G shit.
A
really realistic calm. I'm finna get numb. You know that song? Oh.
I don't be knowing shit, bro.
I could have freestyled that whole thing. You would have thought that was me.
I'd have been like, damn, you hard as hell, boy.
Realistic calm. Realistic numb. Late night, you said it all. You told me all.
Yeah.
Fuck with your voice, it's hard. See what you do on this. This is unique.
Talk to me, Tom.
Let me see. Now, in the end of all, say, said it all. I don't know, it's kind of weird. Like,
all the shit I did last year, I don't remember one fucking face when I look around. And all the shit we did last year, yeah, you should have been right around. Yeah, blowing shit down. And you know, I've been blowing shit by the pound. Loading revolvers by the round. You see revolver around us. Know where we're all around me.
All right, hold on.
Running with a fog around us. Running with something of us.
Keep it cut up.
Have a baby, my me, baby, be a millionaire. Yeah, you know I might just throw a millionaire.
Couple bucks on it. I'm really a melodizer, so I don't really freestyle.
No, I'm feeling. It's not really coming to me at the moment either.
It's a weird beat. It's like a dance shit. Beat.
But yeah.
Tell him all. Why didn't you let me share it again? Share it again. Tell him all.
Tell the world I'm on one. Tell the world that we on one. And I might do it again. Again.
See, this is like he's constantly
again.
Ooh, hold on.
But what comes at the end? The end.
My friend. Whoa.
Nah, like, I don't know. That's constantly could actually be something that we really like thought it out type shit.
No, that shit could be hard.
Anyways.
Shit could be hard. I'll write to it.
Anyways, anything you want to leave the podcast with before you go? You know what I'm saying? Anything that you want to...
I mean, as you can see, shit really blowing up right now, TNT. But other than that, you feel me? TNT Goy everywhere. Goy on all platforms. If you're looking on Apple Music and Spotify and all that.
Don't cancel us off this episode.
Hey, bro. Hey.
What was out of pocket about this episode?
Bro, do it look like I give a fuck about what the...
See, because of this, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I don't care.
Damn, bro. Don't cancel us, you know what I'm saying? We're just young and turnt.
Nah, you can cancel me if you feel like it.
I actually don't care. You can try to cancel. I feel like I'm uncancelable.
That was real close.
Uncancelable.
You want to try it again?
Uncancelable. Was that it?
That was hard.
That was it.
Uh-huh.
Was that it?
There you go.
You said.
I feel like uncancelable.
Yeah. See, I didn't think you know how to speak English properly.
Are you saying that because I'm bilingual?
You're bilingual?
Yeah.
Speak your own language.
Huh?
Speak your own language.
Mala zeta.
Estoy bien, tú?
No, guay.
Ah, también.
¿Y anything?
Un poquito, tú sabes.
I only understand so much Spanish, so I don't know.
See,
what
I understand.
You're doing.
I understand a little bit. Like, you said, "Hey."
Over. Yeah, I said, "Hey, how you doing?" And then you said, "Bien, y tú." And I said, "Gua." That means I'm doing good.
Gua.
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 Close enough.
Wait, but I can't hear
you. You want to say guava so bad, but that's not really what I'm saying,
bro. All right, say it real quick.
Gua.
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 You don't got the tongue for it. It's
all right. I do, bro. How much you gonna bet? Come on.
Gua.
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 Close.
Gua.
Close.
Okay. Challenge me on a sentence. I bet you I get it.
Just saying, male unitin.
Male unitin.
Male unitin.
Male unitin.
Male unitin.
Male unitin. Yeah. What I say?
Hey. Lemons.
What did I say?
Lemons. You say, hey, how you doing, bro?
Oh. I think he's going to say some crazy shit. Give me another sentence.
No.
One more, bro. He said I don't got a tongue for a pause, but you know what I'm saying? I can speak any
say
language.
Say this. Goranga nyama di tada.
Say it one more time.
Goranga.
Goranga. Goranga.
Goranga.
Goranga.
Goranga.
Goranga.
Goranga nyama di tada.
Goranga yirami tada.
Nya.
What did I say?
Goranga nyamadi tada.
Goranga yamadi tada.
Nyamadi tada.
Yamadi tada.
Nya, nya, nyamadi tada.
Nyamadi tada.
Goranga nyamadi tada.
Goranga nyamadi tada.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I want a girl with a fat ass.
Beautiful bitch, but naked women just don't fall out the sky, you know. Sky, you know. Sky, you know. And I'll tell you one thing. Beautiful big titty but naked women just don't fall out the sky, you know.
That's Kanye?
Yeah.
Bro, Kanye over Taylor Swift.
I got no opinion. I ain't trying to get canceled. All
right. Bro,
why
you hit my mic, bro? What my mic did?
Follow. Wait, where could they follow you on social media?
TNT Goy everywhere.
TNT Goy. You got a little time in the building, you'll see what I'm saying. Hopefully this was somewhat entertaining for y'all. You know, we got the live performances, we got some controversy topics, you feel me?
The boy's time is crazy. I don't know what he
I ain't
thinking.
Even do nothing, bro.
I don't know what he be up to, like, to be honest. Like, I don't get him sometimes. And his name's Time. So.
Trying to think, like, no, but what the fuck?
Bro, is you good? Is you cool,
what
bro?
The fuck, like,
bro, you know we'll jump you in here.
Oh, I think like you got a kiss for the outro, like that. Yeah, I kissed the outro. See ya, bro.
Bro, I don't even trust people like that, bro. Like,
bro, that's how you end off the podcast.
But shouldn't I be like, ooh, this sour because you know lemons?
Just that's how you end the podcast. Bro.
That's how you did it, bro.
You gotta do it,
bro. You just did that.
But every guest done it, bro. Bro, even the most gangster.
Bro, what do that mean to me?
Because that's how you're supposed to end a podcast, bro. It's part of the contract.
Bro, I ain't signed no contract to get in this bitch, bro.
Bro, you got in the second. Kiss the damn fucking mic, bro.
Bro, I don't like how you talking to me, bro.
Yo, it's like disrespecting them, though. Like, it's on some like... Imagine you got kids, right? Every night you'll get them a kiss in the forehead before they go to bed. Huh? Name all six kids right now.
Joshua, Mikey, Lil Ike.
Huh?
Lil Ike.
Okay.
And then I got Isabella.
And then did it. Is that the word I said before?
Bro, can you build our house, bro? We need seven bedrooms.
Yo, that's dope. I'm trying to repeat what you said. What was it again? Bro, come on, bro. Come on, bro. What was it, bro? real quick.
Bro, I don't appreciate you.
Bro, what was he saying?
Bro, Mikey, you know what he just did, bro. Look, Mikey got the cup over his mouth trying not to laugh and shit, bro.
Yo, I'm just trying to let that shit slide,
I'm
trying
to
repeat what you just taught me. What? He just...
Time, shut up, bro.
Bro, say it, bro.
Bro, time, bro.
Bro, that's what you said.
Bro, time.
What you trying to teach me?
Bro, time. I need 7 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms, bro.
That's not what I'm trying to say, bro. That's not what I'm trying to say.
3 stories?
Bro, I could build that in one day, but that's not what I'm trying to say.
I'm saying, like, a 4-car garage.
Wait, listen, bro. What was the... I need a big booty woman. What was the...
Gurunga Nyamadi Tata.
See what I'm saying? That was close.
No, the fuck it wasn't. Like, what? That's not even, bro. That's not even where I'm from. There ain't no fucking tata.
Huh? Gwidi widi tata. Say it again.
A widi widi tata.
Say it one more time, bro.
Gwidi widi 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 tata.
Say it one more time, bro.
Goranga nyama di tata.
Goranga
nyama di tata.
Nyama di tata.
Nyama di tata.
Nyama di tata.
Nyadi tare nyaga, yeah, all that.
Goyo wada wada bida tata.
Hakuna Matata, that's what it damn near sound like, what you saying, like.
Bro, I'm trying, bro.
Your best, I know, I could tell.
I thought.
Try your best on this house. 3 stories, 7 bedrooms. 4-car garage.
Bro, I just.
4 bathrooms.
I thought I
four
heard,
and a half.
I thought I heard a click, bro. That's why I like. I go in. Clicks, bro. That's what I thought it was. This is what I remember it like sounding like in my like. Hey, yo, I'm at out before we get canceled out here. Thank you for joining the pod. You gonna leave me hanging, bro?
Oh, I thought we was hanging out. Shit crazy. That shit so crazy.
Shit tragic. New Paddock.
Fuck.
Paddock Philippe.
That nigga funny as fuck.
I know. All right, y'all. Hey, hey.
All right, y'all.
Any last thing for you? Bro, you gonna give him a... Tell him this is offensive. Like, this is like...
What you mean, bro?
Like, you gotta give him a kiss. Like,
I just did, bro. Mike, you seen it?
Yeah. Where's the...
Huh?
I didn't hear the...
The what?
The...
What you doing, bro? What you got going on?
Bro, that's just the thing, bro.
Bro, what type of time is time on, bro?
Not on the type of time you're trying to... Look, bro, I'm going to show you something, bro.
Look, bro, sometimes I don't get you, bro.
Bro. What is there not to get? Pretty straightforward. Let me see.
I'm not coming back here.
You said I'm weird? Look, 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 look.
Healthy. Like, be up on Broadway.
Broadway on Broadway. Hey, you know 50 Tyson? You know 50 Tyson?
That shit. Oh, you gotta kiss him though. There it goes. Appreciate y'all.
Right. Who that is?
It's you, look.
I fuck with y'all, bro. I just been here for too long.
Give him a kiss.
I'm finna start dropping. I'm finna start coming, bro, but. Man. Yeah, that shit. Oh, you gotta kiss him though. There it goes. Appreciate
you, bro. That's one. What we doing next? Two. I'm trying
Mikey,
to show
why
you
showing me this shit?
I'm trying to show y'all this.
Just exchange. Boom, boom, boom. But, yeah, I appreciate y'all. This was a good episode. I enjoyed this one. Peace out.
Yeah.
You got to give them a kiss, though. Not like. Like. Oh, yeah. That was.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the thing, bro. Bro. God damn, bro.
Why you showing me this shit?
I'm showing you just to show you that it's the thing, bro. You got to give them a kiss, bro.
What's the thing?
Bro, making this more difficult than it gotta be, like.
Bro, I just don't get it, bro. Like, I don't get what's going on right now. I don't know what he's trying to make me do, bro. I don't like being forced into things, bro. Like,
yo, it's like that's the outro. Like, you know how my intro is. Welcome to the Lemonade Stand. The outro is. Mwah.
Bro, you ain't even bring me on lemonade. You got me drinking 7 Up, bro. I don't even know.
It's like a lemon drink, though. Yo, his face is like just like straight like.
Mwah. There
you go. Okay, that do. Appreciate y'all. Mwah. Get your booster shots. For more information, hit the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hit up their website.
So now you just go in there. It's a good resource.
Yeah, so make sure you go and hit up the Minnesota Department of Health so you can get information about COVID so you can keep you and your family safe and healthy, you know.
And if you do it, I love you even more.
You know what I'm saying? So get them boosters. For those that ain't got the vaccine, get that vaccine. Then get you some boosters. Don't try to go get some boosters without the vaccine.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And we talk about the booster shot, not boosters that be up on Broadway, you know, trying to sell you baby clothes. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you got a toddler and they got newborn. You like... Like, bro, I can't do nothing with that.
I'm dead. But anyway, sorry for the brief interruption.